And now a story that comes from one of you. As part of our Friday Night Live series on high school football, we've been asking listeners to send in ideas. One of those ideas takes us to Lanham, Maryland, a suburb outside Washington, D.C. There, Muslim players must endure grueling practice schedules while fasting from dawn to sunset during the holy month of Ramadan, which ends this weekend. NPR's Jamie Terabay visited Duval High School.
I want Duval on three.
What?
Family on three.
Okay.
I want Duval on three.
What?
Family on three.
Stopping for a break during practice, the Duval Tigers hold their helmets high for a cheer. Then they all grab water bottles and start chugging. All of them except Tierno Diallo, the 14-year-old cornerback. He's one of a couple of Muslims on the team, but he's the only one who's fasting.
2 weeks ago was rough for him, real rough, because we was up in 85-degree weather.
Coach Chuck Pope says he keeps an eye on Diallo, who everyone calls Squirt. At 107 pounds and all of 5'3", he's the smallest player on the team.
You can see the difference. Now, because he's coming toward the end of his fast, now he's more accustomed to it.
Ready? Go!
Two-a-days, the twice-a-day training sessions that mark the beginning of football season, coincided with the beginning of Ramadan. That was rough, Pope says.
You can see his skin is dry, but he'll just sit down. He'll rest for about 15, 20 minutes, and he'll come right back. Coach, I'm ready to go.
Coming right back and going hard is what Diallo wants his coach and teammates to see. It's tough enough being the smallest kid on the team. The last thing he wants is for anyone to think he can't cut it.
No problem. It doesn't bother me at all.
Come on, y'all. Let them know who we are.
There's a lot of debate about Muslim athletes and fasting for Ramadan. On some internet sites, high school football players exchange advice on whether to hide the fact they're fasting from their coaches, but most advise them to be upfront about it. Many pro athletes don't fast, since anyone who travels is exempt according to the Quran. So are children, the sick, elderly, and pregnant women. At 14 years of age, though, Diallo is expected to fast.
I'd always wanted to play football. And my parents told me I had to fast this year because I was getting more mature.
So his challenge was to try to do both. This is Diallo's first year of football and first year of fasting for the entire month. His teammates say they respect his sacrifice, a sacrifice they doubt they could make themselves.
With this training? No, I don't think I could do that. And I can't go without water without training like this, so I don't think I can even do that.
That's Joshua Jack, 15-year-old wide receiver and food lover. Helmet in one hand, he lists everything he's already eaten today. Honey bunches of oats, chips, a burrito for lunch, along with milk, juice, and applesauce. At 5:30 p.m., Diallo still has hours to go. Walking to the classroom to go over plays for tomorrow's game, Diallo has a bit of a swagger in his step. He's almost there. Ramadan is almost over, and he survived. He's still fasting, and he's still playing. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.